listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The Coalition Against Duck Shooting is continuing to put pressure on the Victorian government, claiming some hunters have been targeting threatened and protected species since the start of hunting season last week. The Coalition is planning to hold a demonstration at Premier Jacinta Allen's East Melbourne office later this morning, where members will display a number of dead birds they claim were shot illegally. The City of Greater Bendigo is asking us to be careful around Kennington Reservoir over the next few months as works get underway on maintenance and efforts to improve fishing conditions. Council's Senior Biodiversity Officer, Dr. Mark Hall, says the lower water levels in the area will mean wildlife are likely to be on the move.
Our eastern longneck turtles do get triggered by water level drops to start to move, and they will walk. And we do have some roads around the reservoir. So I'd ask the community to really keep an eye out for wildlife during this time and drive safely along those roads.
Police are appealing for information following the theft of CCTV cameras from a hardware store in Echuca. They allege a man entered the store late afternoon on February 2nd, collecting a box of cameras from the shelves and taking off with the box without paying. The cameras are valued at nearly $400. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. And across the border, emergency services responded to a fire in Boronga yesterday afternoon. Crews from Fire Rescue Victoria and the New South Wales Rural Fire Service both attended the scene at the site of the former Shell service station. The blaze was quickly extinguished. Police are investigating. In football, the Bendigo Pioneers girls have won their first game of the season in the Coates Talent League. After sitting out round one, the Pioneers hosted the Calder Cannons at the Queen Elizabeth Oval on Sunday, beating the Cannons by 3 goals, the final score 58 points to 40.